Hey, hey, everybody in filmmaker land. This is Herschel Zahn coming at you with another episode of the Film Aspire podcast. How's everybody doing? I hope everybody has had a great week. It was Super Bowl weekend last week. There was lots of commercials. We actually had a upcoming guest who did a Super Bowl commercial this year, directed it, I believe. So that'll be an interesting thing to have up there. I hope everybody's doing well. I have been super, super busy. Have had everything from people consulting me about films and feature films to directing a short film to doing podcasts and working on paid projects and edits and setting up my new computer. So we'll talk about a lot of that in this little update episode here. Had a lot of exciting things going on with Vill TV Network and my partnership with Vill TV Network, and I really enjoy that partnership because though it is a partnership and we do work together, we also do other things. Sean and his team have interests of their own that don't always coincide with mine, and likewise, and we work together as much as we possibly can, but we're also free to go outside and work with other people, and that's awesome, because when we do collaborate, that means we've gone out and we've collected more knowledge and more information, and we bring it back to the projects that we worked on, and that makes them that much stronger. And one of the projects that I'm fairly excited about that Sean has cued me into here was the Kentucky Veteran Business Alliance. It's a brand new group that has been set up by a wonderful gentleman named Alejandro Ramirez, and it is all about getting veterans working as entrepreneurs or getting businesses to hire veterans, which is something that's very important to me. I am the product of veterans. I've never actually served myself, but both of my grandfathers served in both World War One, or not World War One. I'm not that old. World War Two, and in Korea, I had several uncles that were in Air Force. I have a cousin that's currently serving, and you know, it's just a wonderful lineage of service, not only in military but also civil service. I have many relatives who are police officers, firefighters, things of that nature. So I have a very large respect for our veteran population, and this Kentucky Veterans Business Alliance, I think, is going to be a wonderful tool to help them to further their pursuits or simply just to achieve the goal of finding a job. Sometimes that's the most important thing out there. So while we were there, there was a lot of really great guest speakers. Had a wonderful dinner. It was down in E-Town, Kentucky. And one of the speakers, and I unfortunately did not get the gentleman's name, but he was a retired major general. So he was somebody who, you know, is used to commanding people and has a lot of very valuable knowledge. And he gave a little keynote speech, and I really took away a three-point topic that he brought up, and it really applied to me in what I'm trying to do as an entrepreneur and as a freelance video professional. And he had 3 points that he brought up, and I'm going to share those with you and kind of give you my thoughts on how they apply to my life and then hopefully they can apply to your life as a filmmaker. And the very first one, thing that he led with, was don't keep doing what's not working. And I've actually talked about this on the show before. You know, if you're trying something or trying to do something a certain way and it just keeps failing, maybe it's time to adjust what you're doing and how you're doing it. You know what the goal is, you know, and I fought this when I was trying to leave my job. I knew what the goal was. The goal was to leave the job. And that's actually another podcast because I'm just going to talk about, that's not another podcast. That's going to talk about this right here. I have realized that I don't have a goal anymore, which was kind of a epiphany boomstick moment for me. I looked up and I just was thinking about goals and how you want to achieve things. And I got to thinking about the fact that I simply do not have a goal anymore, because for the last 15 years, my goal was to quit my job and to be a full-time filmmaker. And I've achieved that. Yay me. But what's next? So that's what I'm in the process of doing right now, is to quantify, tabulate, and put down on paper, what are my goals now? So many people, they have goals, but they never actually achieve them. So they never have to worry about what goal comes next. But when you achieve a goal, you kind of have to have another one. It's like when you have a hit film, most people will tell you the most important thing to having a hit film is to make sure you have the next film ready to go. I just finished the film, as I've talked about, with Antonio Pantoa, and he talks about one of his favorite films, Turbo Kid, which won Sundance and a whole bunch of other things. And they told him, those filmmakers, because he's met them, said that, you know, the most important thing was to have that second film, because people would come to them and say, hey, what's next? And they say, I don't know, Turbo Kid 2. So they didn't have anything, and that kind of quashed them a little bit, and they're still trying to recover from that. And I found that myself with Girl Number 3. When we put that out, it was very popular and had a lot of good press, but people would say, what's next? And I really didn't have a what's next. We had some ideas, but there wasn't a script sitting on the shelf ready to go. And, you know, now I have three or four of those. So I'm ready. I'm ready for the people to start asking me what's next, because I do have several what's nexts. So having a goal, getting there, and evaluate how you're getting there. Very, very important things. We want to always make sure that we are looking at what we're doing and seeing whether or not it's working. So I kind of talked about this in the Dynamic Persistence podcast, but it's nice to hear somebody like a Major General who has followed these methods and followed these things throughout his life affirm what I was thinking. The second thing, and I'm going to modify this a little bit, but he talked about, you know, getting up every day and asking what his assistant could do for him, which that was a little laugh line, but it got me thinking about two things that we should be doing every single day. First of all, figuring out what you can do for somebody else, because that's important. You need to make sure, and that could be as simple as making sure that you meet the client expectations that you have for that day. Today, my goal was to get a rough cut of a video to a client. I've achieved that goal. It took me a little longer because the computer took 8 hours to render, but well, not really 4 hours, but I got that goal achieved. So I have now done for my client what I set out to do. The other side of that is to look at what other people can do for you, to not being afraid of asking for help or soliciting help from other people. And that could be knowledge, it could be products, it could be a host of different things. You know, one of the things that I'm going to be looking at in the very near future is sponsorship opportunities. I want to get some sponsorship opportunities, not only for Film Aspire, but for Renegade Art and the other things that I'm involved with. So I am looking at other people saying, what can I get them to do for me? And that's not devious. That's looking at a quid pro quo. If I can get these people to do this for me, then I can offer them this service that I offer. So it's very symbiotic. It's cyclical. We can actually work together and achieve more together. So number one, don't do what's not working. Don't keep doing what's not working. And number two, how can you help other people today, and what can other people do for you? Okay. And then that's going to lead into his third point, which is very, very important. And I think a lot of people get into a lot of trouble, not just in the film and production world, video film and video production world, but just in general, in life in general. And it was, somebody has the answer to your questions. So get out there and ask them. I can't tell you how often I am hitting up Facebook Messenger or hitting up one of the many social media groups that I'm involved in, trying to get answers to questions, whether it's an editing question, an audio question, production, grip gear, all sorts of things. No one is a single bastion of knowledge. Nobody has anything close to omniscient knowledge about anything in our field. So we have to be willing to either learn or get somebody else to help us who has that knowledge. I have a fair bit of audio knowledge, a fair bit. I'm not an audio engineer. I'm not an audio recordist. I do not deal well with audio. Actually, trying to do this podcast, I spent 25 or 30 minutes trying to figure out how to arm the recording button on the track that I'm currently recording on. And I figured out just through trial and error and said, hey, let's try this. I actually did one of the oldest tricks in the book. I turned off the program and restarted it, and I was able to use it. But I was very close to hitting Google and figuring out why Audition was not allowing me to arm the recording button when I had everything else set up properly. So the information is out there. In the days of only being able to consult an encyclopedia, a dictionary, or your dad or your mom are over. We now have Google. We have YouTube. There was an article that was in No Film School not too long ago about YouTube being the new film school. The information is out there ready for consumption. Now, of course, I would always rather learn by either doing something or by talking to somebody who does that thing. But if I have to, in a pinch, I can go on any number of sites and resources that I have access to get the information that I need. So we have to be willing to understand when we reach the limits of our knowledge and ask for help. Perfect example, through the Kentucky Veterans Business Alliance, I met a gentleman from the Better Business Bureau, the BBB, and we talked for a little bit, and he actually called me today and wants to have a meeting to do a profile on my company to include it in the Better Business Bureau. And I had to be real honest with him. I said, sir, of course I know of the Better Business Bureau. I have a general idea of what it does for me, but I don't know enough. So I would enjoy the opportunity to talk to you about what you do and how it can best serve me and my company. So I'm very grateful to Sean and to Alejandro for having me out at this event because it's allowing me to grow my business, and I'm not even a veteran. So I'm very, very grateful. At the same time at this event, I was able to speak with several legislators about the Kentucky Film Incentives and all of the things that are going on with that. That was a wonderful opportunity because I was able to talk to them not only about the importance of it for me, for the other filmmakers in the community, but also the potential impact for veterans. Because one of the things that Sean is trying to do is set up a veteran outreach program through Ville TV that will allow veterans to train to work on film sets. And that is a really exciting prospect because there's no population of people that are harder working than veterans, and they are incredibly trainable and they thirst for knowledge. So it's wonderful to have the opportunity to allow them to learn a new trade and to work on film sets. So just to recap, 3 points from a major general: don't keep doing what's not working. Look at who you can help today and ask who can help you today. And somebody has the answers to your questions, so don't be afraid to get out there and ask. That's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Film Aspire podcast. If you have a question, comment, or a show topic, please do send me an email to filmaspire@live.com or drop me a line at our Facebook page or any of the other social media outlets that you choose to. I am on all of them. As always, this is Herschel Zahn from the Film Aspire podcast, encouraging you to get out there and tell your stories.